It's stories from Theo and Matt. What you got today, Theo?
Some later.
What does that mean? I like the rhyme, Samba Samba Later, but what does it mean?
It means S-Umba Later.
What do you got there?
It's Onward.
Onward. Now, you've watched this movie, have you?
It's Onward.
Because I remember we went to the campground and you watched it.
It's Onward!
It's Onward! Adapted by Courtney Carbone, illustrated by Nick Ballion, and designed by Tony Fiji Ranch. Did you like this movie?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, that is loud, my boy. All right, shall we get into it?
Yep.
Okay. Long ago, the world was full of wonder. Unicorns soared through the sky. Merfolk frolicked in the oceans. And centaurs raced through the forest. Everyone used magic to make their lives easier. Ooh, magic. But in time, technology took over. Magic slowly faded away.
I see that girl's made technology. And that guy's dropped his wand.
She made a lamp and he was like, whoa, dropped wand. Look at all these centaurs. See, they're half body, half...
horse.
Yeah, kind of like horse. And that person is making beautiful, what?
Fireworks.
Fireworks. Now, in the town of New Mushroomton, life was ordinary. A teenage elf named Ian Lightfoot lived there with his mum, Laurel, his older brother, Barley, and their pet dragon, Blazy. On Ian's 16th birthday, Laurel gave him a special gift that changed everything. Ian's father, who had passed away before Ian was born, had left it for him. It was a wizard's staff, a phoenix gem, and a spell that could bring his father back to life for one day. Ian had always wanted to meet his dad more than anything, and now he would have the chance. Oh, wow, that's exciting. Look, it's like a stick on a wrapped up in a cloth with a note. And what's he holding?
The phoenix gem.
That's the phoenix gem.
Phoenix gem.
Held by the brother. Barley thought he was an expert at magic. He tried to conjure their father over and over again, but nothing worked. When Ian tried, the boy's father slowly began to appear. Oh, look, you can see him coming out of that stick. The brothers couldn't believe it. Ian, not Barley, had the gift of magic. I'll go, little brother. Is that their little brother? Then something went wrong. The phoenix gem exploded before Ian finished the spell. All that appeared of their father was his legs. Uh-oh, their dad would disappear forever at sunset the next day. They jumped into Barley's van, Guinevere, to set off on a quest to find another phoenix gem. They arrived at the Manticore's tavern. Barley believed that the legendary Manticore, known for her life of danger and risk, could give them a map to another gem. With their dad in disguise, the group entered the tavern. Looks a bit scary, eh? Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. And saw that it was no longer a place of adventure and danger. It was a fun family restaurant. Oh, look, there's birthday parties, Theo. There's a person carrying a burger. And look, they dressed up the dad, just his legs, and put a body on him. The boys found the Manticore and asked for the map to the Phoenix Gem. She refused, telling them that the journey was far too risky. She offered them a children's menu instead, since it was based on her map. Ian pointed out to the Manticore that she wasn't the daring creature she used to be. The Manticore realized the truth in his words. Enraged, she began to destroy parts of the tavern, and her map was destroyed too. What is she doing with her mouth?
Pillman. Fire.
Fire, yeah, she's breathing fire. As the building crumbled around them, Ian got the magic out and destroyed the beam before it fell on their dad. Without a map, Ian and Barley decided to follow the children's menu and go to a place called Raven's Point. Isn't it weird how the children's menu is telling them where to go?
Yeah.
That's weird. On the way there, Guinevere ran out of gas. Ian tried to use magic to make the gas can bigger, but he shrank Barley instead. Oh no, look at his big brother, he's so little. At a nearby gas station, the boys accidentally angered a motorcycle club of sprites called the Pixie Dusters. The sprites chased them. The trio ran to the van. Ian was afraid to drive, but with Barley's help, he weaved and swerved all over the highway, leaving the Pixie Dusters behind. I get it, Barley was so little that he couldn't drive anymore, right?
Yeah.
And Ian had to take over. Then the police pulled the van over. The brothers tricked them by using magic to disguise themselves as their mum's boyfriend, Officer Colt Bronco. After the boys got away, they began to argue. Ian was worried about wasting time, and Barley wanted Ian to listen to his ideas. All of a sudden, their dad started dancing and got the boys to join in. Oh, wow, the legs are just dancing. That's cool. Ian finally agreed to do things Barley's way. So they left the highway and drove down an ancient road called the Path of Peril. It led to a cliff overlooking a bottomless pit. Uh-oh. The only way to get across the pit was with magic. Now, who's got magic?
Ian.
Yep.
Not Barley.
No, not Barley. With Barley's encouragement, Ian made it to the other side. He lowered a bridge for everyone to cross. Oh, yeah, I see the bridge there. It's kind of got like a falcon's head on it. Suddenly, the police, including the real Officer Colt Bronco, were on their tail. Look at all the police cars chasing after them. Barley had to sacrifice Guinevere to buy some time to get away. He placed a rock on the van's gas pedal and watched as she crashed into some rocks, blocking the road. Oh no. They continued on foot and realized they needed to follow the path the ravens were pointing out. They found one statue. What is that? Kind of looks like a bird.
Yeah.
Which pointed them to another statue, which kind of looks like a bird. Which finally led them to a river flowing into a dark cave. Whoa. And that cave also looks like a bird. With magic, Ian created a cheese puff boat so they could speed along the river. Barley said he regretted not saying goodbye to their dad before he died. That was when he decided never to be scared again. Whoa! Someone's shooting arrows at them, Theo.
And they're gonna have to jump over that.
Uh-oh, and at the end, yes, it looks like spikes. This reminds me of the game Prince of Persia. Lots of spikes. Oh, I'll show you later. At the end of the tunnel, the trio came to a set of stairs and an ancient archway. They ran to safety, dodging some dangerous traps. I think some people didn't survive this. What do you think?
Yeah.
I see a skeleton there. They finally reached the end of their quest, only to find themselves right back in New Mushroomton. Ian was angry that he had trusted Barley. He stormed off with their dad. They were almost out of time. Alone with his thoughts, Ian realized that everything he wanted to do with his dad, he had already done with Barley. Ah, yeah, like riding a bike for the first time, learning how to drive. These are things you sometimes do with your dad. His older brother had always been there for him. Geez, he was a good brother, wasn't he, Barley? He is a good brother. Ah, meanwhile, Barley had found the Phoenix Gem. But he had also awakened a curse. Uh-oh. Ian returned and saw his high school transform into a dragon. What? Look at that dragon. How would you describe that dragon?
Angry.
Angry? What's it made out of?
Rocks and a face.
Yeah. Just then, the Manticore and Laurel swooped in. They had teamed up to help the boys. While they fought the dragon, Ian tried to bring back the rest of his dad. Oh, with magic and the gem. But before long, the dragon, oh my goodness, charged at Ian and Barley. Ian wanted to give Barley his last chance to say goodbye to their dad. Using magic, he sent the Manticore's sword, the Curse Crusher, deep into the monster's core, defeating it once and for all. Wow, look at that. He really knows how to use magic, Ian. Rocks and rubble fell all around Ian. He watched from afar as Barley and their dad, now in full form, oh, that's good, talked and laughed together. The two shared a final embrace before their father disappeared into thin air. Oh, look. So Barley and Dad got a nice moment together, and Ian just watched them. When the brothers reunited, Barley told Ian that their dad was very proud of them. And he had asked Barley to give Ian a big, loving hug. Ian smiled. Even though he hadn't met his dad, the quest had brought him closer to Barley. He knew he could always depend on his big brother. Oh, I love a book where the brothers get on really well and a happy ending. What did you think, Theo?
Pretty good.
Did you like all the magic?
Yep.
What's the best part of that book?
Just most of it. All of it.
Yeah, who was your favourite character?
Was
it Ian or Barley or the woman who was breathing fire at the tavern? Or was it the bit where they were running away from the arrows and all the...
Arrows.
That was pretty cool, hey? Hey, Thea, you want to say bye to the kids?
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Clyde. Bye-bye, bye-bye, Clyde. See you next time.